The Gemara on Daf Yubeis and Aleph discusses how we learn out that which is kosher for schach, and again we say basically from the pasuk of Chag Sukkos Tasalacha Basbecha Migarncha Umigarncha Umiyikvecha, that we learn from the time that you gather from your goren, from your grains, and miyikvecha, and from your vines, and those things that come off the grains and the from the grain and the vines, i.e. The wine and wheat products that people used to harvest. So the Gemara says it's talking about psoles goren v'yekev. It's the leftover chaff and the leftover vines themselves. That's what you are supposed to use, because obviously all of the food that you got from those growths and those plants you've already taken in. So then the Gemara asks, how do we know it's not actually talking about the food itself? So it says, basically it says, Rav Zeira answers, Yekev ksiv kan v'yev shel asachich bo, because it says yekev, which refers to the wine, and obviously you cannot be mesachich with wine. All right, the Gemara has a kasha on that, but they deal with it. Is an interesting question in terms of what you're allowed to use for schach. Rav Zilberstein in the Chashukei Chemed asks, let's say you have a situation where you want to make a sukkah that is exciting for people to enter. You want people who are not necessarily shomer Torah mitzvahs to want to come into your sukkah, and you'll tell them about the yontif, and maybe they'll be able to observe the mitzvah a little bit. So you want to be mesachich not just with the regular schach, but you also want to add a lot of good-smelling flowers and a lot of beautiful plants so that it'll be enticing for people to enter the sukkah. And then when you have them there, you'll talk to them a little bit about the yontif and try to be makariv them a little bit. So you wanted to know that, is this something that's mutter to do, to put all these flowers there so that the sukkah will have a very good smell? Is that considered a problem of benefiting from the schach, which is considered huktzah l'mitzvah, so it's specifically designed for its own mitzvah and not for anything else? So Rav Zilberstein quotes from the Ran on Daf Yidches Amid Aleph and the Daf Yarif discussing a hadas, which the Gemara points out that you're not supposed to smell the hadas of your lulav, because in those days, and even today you find it from time to time, that they used hadasim as something which had a good smell, and they were primarily used for besamim. And therefore, we don't want you to smell the hadas, because the hadas in your dalad minim is huktzah l'mitzvah. So it's used specifically for these purposes. And therefore, the Ran, elaborating on the Gemara, just says that it would also be true, not just about the hadas in your dalad minim, but if you used hadasim as schach, so you would not be allowed to smell the hadasim, because it's huktzah l'mitzvah, so for that purpose of schach as well, and therefore you're not supposed to be smelling it, you're not supposed to be using it for other things. However, he points out that there are those who disagree, and they say that this is only referring to the hadas that is in the lulav, because it's actually necessary to remain there for its mitzvah, and if you're going to take it out and you're going to smell it, you're going to be mevatel it from its achieved purpose. But maybe if it was used for a sukkah, so you could have replaced the hadas specifically with any other type of wood. You don't have to have a dafka hadas. Masha'in came with dalad minim, you need dafka hadas. So therefore, since you could have used it as any other, you could have used any other type of wood to replace the hadas, maybe it's good enough to be allowed to smell the hadas, because in that case, it's not specific that min is what you need. Rather, you can use any kind of wood for the schach, and therefore the hadas is not considered as special as it is with the dalad minim. So this is a machlokas, two opinions quoted in the Ran. Can you smell the hadas in the schach or not? The Ramah quotes both opinions. And the Mishneh Berurah writes, this is the Ramah, Taf Reish Lamed Ches, Sif Beis, and the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Chavav, points out that the Taz holds its mutter to smell the hadasim in the schach, and the Prima Gadim says that that since the primary purpose of hadasim was specifically to smell them, there you're not allowed to go up and smell them, because it's considered huktzah l'mitzvah. But Rav Zilberstein points out that that is talking about specifically going up there and smelling them, because we might be afraid that you're going to pull them out and you're going to be mevatel them from their status of the schach. But if you have all these good-smelling flowers as part of the sukkah, and your primary intention was not to create the smell, but your primary intention was to use them as schach, and to use the, and obviously a secondary intention to use them for smells, he says there, that's just the smell itself that permeates the sukkah would be mutter to get benefit from. Perhaps one should not climb up there dafka to smell them, but if the smell is in the sukkah, obviously you're allowed to enjoy it.